What's up, Hyperfast Nation? On this episode of the show, I sat down with a real estate agent that got off to a tremendous start getting her license in the middle of 2019. And in 3 short years, she's already sold over 120 homes. Welcome to the show, Brianne Smith. Welcome to the show today, Brianne. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks so much for having me today. Excited to be on.
I'm excited as well. You've got an amazing story and got off to a tremendous start in real estate. So why don't we start there? Tell people who you are, how you got into real estate, and how you got off to such a fast start.
Yeah. So right now I live in Visalia, California. I grew up in Lemoore, which is mostly known for the Navy base and then all of our dairies and dairy cows. So I grew up on a ranch, but moved away for a bit to go to school in LA to the Fashion Institute. I wanted to be in something creative, but didn't want to stay in LA. So moved back home after college, worked in agriculture for a little bit, and then transitioned into working for a real estate team and doing marketing for them. It was a girl I went to high school with. And that's kind of where my love for real estate blossomed. But that's where I really learned most about the marketing and kind of took it to another level for the small area of California that we're in that a lot of agents weren't doing on social media to grow their business and things like that.
That's a big difference in, I guess, lifestyle, right? Going from the ranch to LA and then back to where you're selling now. How was that transition for you? Was it like a big shock or?
Yeah, I definitely thought when I moved to LA, I wouldn't be moving back home, but it definitely made me appreciate home more and just the small town aspect and the connections that I had at home compared to a bigger city. I still have tons of friends that live down there and tons of friends that have left and live in different states. That has kind of also helped my real estate business also, like referral base wise. But once I was done with school, I was ready to move back home, dig those roots a little bit deeper, and then grow from there.
All right, well, let's dig a little into the like numbers first year and how you did it.
So I definitely started off with a good amount of momentum because I started with social media before I got my license and really letting people know that I was getting my license. So I had a couple deals right off the bat. I got my license in August 2019. I had almost 10 deals closed by the end of that year. And then obviously going into 2020, COVID hit and it just really hit from there. So I've probably done about 120, 130 deals-ish from the time I started to now. With the Navy base, we have a lot of military moving in and out. So really trying to lean into that to grow those leads and really connect with the VA community. But that's what keeps our market moving around here, no matter where the market is, if it's a buyer's or seller's market, the Navy and anyone coming in for the military are constantly moving in and out.
What was it like in the beginning? You know, it sounded like you were very authentic. Let people know you were getting your license. Do you think that authenticity helped you and that it made people more comfortable, or did you get pushback from people that I like you, Brianne, but you're kind of new at this. Why should I trust you with this big transaction?
Totally. I think being authentic was definitely helpful. And from the start, when it comes to real estate and social media, I've shared a lot more education and really leaning into first-time home buyers and sharing that education so they're more comfortable from the start. And sharing a lot on social media, the good and the bad. Sharing when a deal falls apart or if a buyer's offer doesn't get accepted, like we were constantly dealing with during COVID times. So it wasn't just all the foofy stuff and just the frosting on top of the cake. Showing the good and the bad so people were more comfortable reaching out to me. Agents were more comfortable reaching out, talking about things that they had going on also. But then it just made it easier for people to start messaging me and they feel like they knew me more before we even sat down to go over getting pre-qualified or before I went to show them a home. And then it kind of made me more comfortable also knowing that these people had followed me and feel more comfortable reaching out compared to just someone doing a random sign call. So it did help in that way. The education, focusing on that helped build that relationship and help them feel more comfortable from the start.
So it sounds like you did a lot of giving through social media, education. What other ways did you drive leads besides that highly organic and effective approach for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So another local way that I really grew it was teaching at a Pilates studio that I've taught at for years. I've gotten more leads there than I would ever imagine. And I mean, from all different price points. I had a $2.2 million listing last year that was an agriculture property that is a huge sell around here. And I had three different clients from the Pilates studio as buyers that wanted to go see it that I wouldn't have known unless I was teaching at the studio. But then I've also had first-time home buyers from the Pilates studio. I've had buyers buying on the coast over here, just a really large amount of people and different demographics that I was able to tap into that they've also referred me out to. So that's been great. But then leaning into social media and connecting with different agents across the country and growing my referral base from there has been huge also, especially with the naval base and getting those leads and referrals for people moving in from the East Coast or moving from a station in Texas or anywhere and coming to Lemoore has been big.
What did you do to build your network with other real estate agents? Was it just connecting on social or
Yeah, so it was really just
how did
connecting on
you?
social media. Yeah, posting, touching base, reaching out, and actually engaging on their posts, reacting to their stories, sending DMs. I'm not one unless I have a connection with that agent already. Like some other agents do, like sending DMs, like, oh, like updating my CRM for agents like across the country. I don't just cold message like that. I like to create more of a relationship and so they can see how I do business also. But whenever anyone reaches out, like that, I'm happy to add them to my database also and love to get added onto theirs.
And then are you doing regular things? Because I hear you talk about agents, database. Are you doing regular things where you're staying in touch with them somehow, or outside of just DMing them and connecting?
Yeah, really just through social media, engaging on their posts. And I think people and agents now are leaning more into posting like professional and like business, but then also some personal. So leaning into their personal posts also, if they have a baby, like congratulating them, or if they have a big life update, or if they're having like a hard day in real estate, just really creating that relationship and helping it grow because I think it just helps everyone in the long run.
So you use social media in a lot of different effective ways. How
Yeah.
do you guard yourself from like going down the time suck, or the
Yeah.
endless scroll? Because
Totally.
how do you so how do you systemize this without being wasteful?
Yeah, so especially last year and probably the year before, I really didn't have a system to it. And I mean, when I would get my notification from my phone every week for the amount of hours I was on my phone, it was absolutely insane. So now I've definitely cut it back a lot. I try to set timers multiple times a day to spend at least 15, 20 minutes on, engaging with different accounts, getting my content ready. I try to have a day to batch as much content as possible and get it saved. So I just have to upload it, but then engage around the time that I upload it to get the most engagement possible. So setting those timers has definitely helped. If there's different times of day that I have time to go on and do extra, I do, but I've definitely cut it back a ton and it has helped my mental health and just tons of different things day to day. And then even just leaning into my business, focusing on different ways to connect with people and different streams of marketing without using social media.
Has the business changed for you as it has for a lot of people in the last 3 to 6 months? Are you, having to have different conversations with buyers and sellers, or having to work harder or in different areas to get business? How's that been for you the last 3 to 6 months?
Yeah, it's definitely changed. I remember having a listing and it was the first one I had since like the shift that I was expecting multiple offers and then literally just got like three showings over the weekend. And it seemed like it just flipped like a switch. I had two other agents at my brokerage reach out like, "Hey, did your listing get any like offers or any showings this weekend?" And they were in the same boat. Once that shift happened, I definitely had a lot more buyers reaching out that didn't have the means before to offer far over asking price or offer these crazy appraisal gaps. So I'd say within the last 4 months or so, I've been working with a lot more buyers, Now with interest rates going up, it definitely has slowed down a bit, and obviously the holidays has part to do with that also. But still working on listings and contingent sellers, and then buyers that understand that still now is a great time to buy if they can get closing costs covered, if they can get a 2-1 buy down, or different options like that that can help them out compared to the crazy market before. But I think it's also been important to educate sellers that are still expecting that crazy market and having these expectations to get crazy offers over asking price and crazy terms, setting them with the tone of the market right now and having those difficult conversations. But setting that expectation is so important, so you don't set that false expectation and then they're extremely disappointed and that really harms your reputation.
Let's talk about time management and, you know, anything you do to like leverage yourself, because you're, if I do the math right, you're doing anywhere from like 30 to 40 deals a year, you know, just in your first few years in the business, which is amazing. And it's just you, right? You don't have another agent. So do you have administrative support or, you know, VAs, or how are you getting so much done?
Yeah, so a TC is a godsend, absolutely. So working with a transaction coordinator, I worked with one from the beginning and it has been a huge help. I'm not a big fan of the paperwork. I didn't get in real estate to do the paperwork. So I obviously know all the paperwork. I read it over, handle everything. I want everything to be perfect and as easy for my clients as possible. But having someone handle the deadlines, handle sending everything off to the other side, getting signatures, getting everything sent to escrow, lenders, everything just saves so much time. So I can be out there showing homes, creating content, engaging with people, going to appointments, different board events for realtors, different things like that. Instead of just being stuck behind a desk, not being able to get my face out there, not being able to connect with people, it makes a huge difference. So that's been a huge, huge, huge help for me. I did just start mentoring 2 new agents. I personally don't want to have a team, but my brokerage is allowing us to start mentoring agents. So going forward with them, they have to do their first few transactions without a transaction coordinator. So it's way more time intensive for them, but it'll make them know the paperwork, all the guidelines, deadlines, all that stuff. So when it's time, then they're off to a good start.
And what's the mentoring role like for you? Like, what are you doing when you mentor a new agent?
Yeah, so for me, I definitely lean more into the social media side of it compared to some of like the other agents that might be mentoring, leaning more into like the Buffini side or the cold calling, door knocking, sending out letters, things like that. I think those are great assets to have also, but I think social media is now the time to connect with people anywhere and everywhere, and you can reach so many more people compared to just making one phone call than you could with making one post and reaching hundreds or thousands of people. So I'm teaching my mentees to really like lean into social media, brand themselves compared to branding their brokerage or branding on a team. So then they can have success moving forward with their name, their personality, their reputation. So then people get to know them and they can build a client base that way. And it's worked so far. They love it. And it's been a fun little change and fun little ride.
And then how long are you like in the mentoring mentee relationship with them?
Yeah, so it's set, like the contract we have is for 6 months or it's for 4 deals. If they want to extend to more deals past that, then they're allowed to if they want to extend the time. That's what'll be interesting in this market shift with newer agents getting in, how the time frames work out and all that stuff. But I think it comes down to like how much time you put into it, how much you're really going to do creating content and helping yourself stand out compared to other agents. So it's interesting to see right now different agents getting into the mix compared to the last couple of years where it's been absolutely insane and now in a slower market.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to be less agents getting in, less new agents, or what are you, you know, from?
I think it's always interesting to see around when a new episode or season of like Selling Sunset or the new one like Buying Beverly Hills and stuff like that. Like everyone watches it. It makes real estate look really fun. A lot of people want to get their license and things like that, which I think is great. But then actually getting into the career and having a successful career with it doesn't always work out for everyone. So I think it might slow down a little bit now that everyone's seeing like the doom and gloom of interest rates and that homes definitely aren't selling as quick and as easy. But it'll be interesting to see for agents, lenders, everyone that got licensed or that are still looking to get licensed, how that plays out. But the stats definitely aren't in people's favor. Even when I got licensed in California, 80% of agents do not make it past 18 months in the business. So that stat is pretty hefty. But if you work and you stay dedicated, you can totally make it work. But you just have to put in the time and effort.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, we're definitely coming into a time where new agents and mm-hmm. you know, people that have been in for a couple of years, like yeah. they've never experienced the type of market that we are going into. So you really need to work on your sales skills, your marketing yeah. skills. Like you have to treat it more like a profession than perhaps yeah. people have Absolutely. In the past.
Definitely. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
So it's cool to see people like you that have had pretty good success, like giving back and doing the mentoring program.
Yeah. And so I do think I got into real estate at a great time that I was able to get started with a few deals before COVID hit, but then really gain momentum from there, build my reputation, build my brand for myself. So then even now as the market shifts, still having that brand recognition, still reaching out to people to just keep it moving and grooving from there.
What's been the biggest challenge for you, and you know, since you've gotten into real estate?
I would say, being a younger female in real estate, there's a lot more younger female agents joining or getting their licenses now, but especially in Kings County, where I do a lot of my business, it was a lot of older males or a lot of older females, and it was very clicky. And people definitely tried to take advantage on my first few deals and things like that. But it came down to just standing up for my clients, standing up for myself, building a reputation that even though I might be younger than some of them, I'm still just as professional. I'm going to make it a great escrow for everyone. I'm going to be easy to work with, but also get it done for my clients. So I've been able to build that. I've been able to create amazing relationships with tons of agents around the area and in surrounding counties. And that's made a huge difference in my business. It makes it easier for my clients when we can all get along. Or if I hear about listings coming up before anybody else does, or same for my sellers. If I know an agent has a buyer and we're able to get it done, but still making sure that it's the best deal for my clients. So that's been something that I definitely had to overcome at the beginning, but now it's just been fantastic growing those relationships and then just continuing to grow from here.
All right. Well, I'm excited about the, you know, your career, the success you've had in such a short amount of time and the inspiration that I think it's provided to other people, especially since you share so willingly on social media. So thank you for that. I always like to end with a hyper fast round if you're ready for some rapid yep. fire Q&A.
All right.
What's your biggest piece of advice to a new real estate agent?
Brand yourself, not your brokerage.
I like that one. What's the biggest mistake you see experienced real estate agents making?
I would say like imposter syndrome, seeing new agents coming in and trying to copy what they're doing instead of being authentic to themselves.
What's the biggest thing that you, or the biggest mistake that you see brokerages making?
I would say not staying on top of different legal items, different updates, because we all know there's a ton going on and your agents need to know, be on top of it also, so they don't look dumb or different things going through in an escrow if they don't know about it.
What's one thing that you think you'll do in your business in 2023 that you haven't done yet?
So I'm really excited. I'm going to be starting an online digital coaching program for agents. So really helping them grow their brand identity and helping them with social media marketing from there. And then with my boyfriend also listing a digital investor coaching program.
Awesome. Last one. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years from now. I think there could be some changes. I hope to have kids within 5 years, but I would love to still have my business going. I don't just want to be a stay-at-home mom. I would love to keep everything going, have that independence, still having brand recognition and growing from there. Still mentoring agents, but my goal definitely isn't to have a team, but just helping as many agents as possible, growing my referral base, and just keep on going.
All right, Brianne, thank you so much for being on this show. If people want to connect with you or learn more about what you're doing, how should they do that?
So on Instagram or Facebook, it's at Brianne Smith Realtor, B-R-Y-A-N-N, Smith Realtor, and you can find me there.
All right, well, thank you so much for being on the show. To all of our listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. Please share this episode with other real estate agents, leave us a review and give us feedback. We always love it when you do that. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much.